Good day, I am Paige Estrotori, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's delve into the significant updates that have taken center stage over the past week in Australia's insurance industry. Steering off to a contentious start, Allianz Australia this week denied an insurance claim from a driver involved in a severe car accident. The driver tested positively for methamphetamine, with experts suggesting that his post-accident fatigue resulted from prior drug use. Despite the driver's protestations that his drink had been spiked, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority backed Allianz's decision. The case serves as a harsh reminder about the influence of drugs and their potential impact on insurance claims. Turning our focus towards weather-related losses, the Insurance Council of Australia has reported insured losses totaling a significant $1.2 billion, spurred by recent weather calamities like floods and Cyclone Jasper. A testament to the recovery efforts, 28% of the 90,000 claims have already been settled. As the industry waits on further data from the mid-February storms in Victoria, we are reminded of ever-present risk of natural disasters. In brighter news, insurance brokers are emerging triumphant amid challenging economic times, with businesses showing an overwhelming 87% satisfaction rate. A pulse check of 1,750 businesses points to a trend of businesses revamping insurance coverage in the face of economic hardship and catastrophic events. It's clear that businesses now see insurance as a critical shield against uncertainties. Broker transparency is key, with 97% favoring clarity on commissions and 79% finding comfort in a commission-based earnings model. The insurance landscape, though, comes with its share of evasion tactics. According to PwC's Banana Skins Index, major worries linger in the form of cyber threats, climate change, and regulatory changes. Interestingly, Australia continues to grapple with these evolving risks, trailing behind the global average in terms of preparedness. Amid all this, it's crucial to remember that, as our world transforms, so too will the unique challenges we face. That wraps up this week's insurance news. Be sure to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for all your personal and business insurance needs. I'm Paige Estrotori. Until next time, stay informed and stay safe.